Moving on now, the small city of Nacogdoches in East Texas has become the center of the operation to retrieve what's left of the Shuttle Columbia. More than 400 officers, including members of the National Guard and the FBI, are searching the pine forests, farmland, and lakes for shuttle debris. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Agents from the Houston and Dallas offices of the FBI were out in force today, combing the woods on all-terrain vehicles and on foot, carefully searching for whatever is left of the Columbia. But the citizens of East Texas are the ones doing most of the finding. For example, law enforcement authorities are bringing in underwater cameras because local fishermen saw a piece of the shuttle they say was the size of a car fall into a local reservoir. Hundreds of calls are pouring into the command center here, and Nacogdoches Sheriff Thomas Kerr says there is so much new material being found, it's all they can do to keep up.
I can't give you an adequate timeline. Obviously, the site locations are coming in faster than we can deploy people to each site. However, we're probably about 150 to 200 calls behind right now.
Kerr says that while the vast majority of the public has been an ally, following instructions not to touch or move any of the debris, there has been some theft. This morning, a soldier in the National Guard reported to his post to guard a circuit board that had fallen near a roadside, only to find somebody had taken it.
Removal of property has been a problem, but it has diminished. The number of reported sightings that we have had throughout the day today has decreased in terms of items being removed, and I think a lot of that is due to and thanks to you and getting word out to our local citizens that they do need to leave this debris in place and not tamper with it.
Sheriff Kurz warns those who touch the debris are doing so at some risk to their health.
There was radioactive material on board. There was also volatile fuel on board. The additive that has to be placed into the fuel to keep it from freezing up at temperatures in space has a potentially dangerous reaction point. So there are things that could exist. Those things may have burned up on reentry as well. I'm not telling you that there is a definite factor out there, but I am certainly not trying to dismiss the fact that caution should be used, and I don't want our public thinking that it's okay to go out and handle this debris or even get in close proximity to it just for their own well-being.
There are state and federal personnel that have the equipment and are testing for radioactivity. While Nacogdoches is the center of the search operation, the tiny hamlet of San Augustine near the Louisiana border is another place of intense activity. That's because this is where remains of the astronauts have been found. The FBI has taken over Chinkapin Baptist Church, and the Bureau is using helicopters, ATVs, and agents on foot to deliberately comb the area. Black hearses immediately take away any remains that are discovered. But the pieces of the shuttle have not been moved because there has been no authorization from Washington to collect anything yet.
They have to receive approval from their proper authorities before they're going to go out into the field. And I'm sure that has something to do with a master plan that FEMA or the federal government is formulating to collect this debris, not only in Nacogdoches County, but throughout all of the counties involved. And once they get word of that, then they'll deploy their units.
What has become clear in these first 2 days is that the searching and recovering is going to be a long process that will extend for weeks and months. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Nacogdoches, Texas.